non-edible oil many homes have abandoned and least asked for is palm kernel oil. The once commonly known palm kernel oil no longer dominates the different types of oils in most homes, especially in urban areas. The well-known edible oil mostly available in homes and in the market are vegetable, coconut, palm and olive oil. One may ask, what has become of the palm kernel oil, which once had a multi-purpose domestic use across homes? In this feature, Rita and Pabin Tete write on the benefits of this oil, its role in cooking, and whether or not standards are ensured in its production for domestic consumption.
Palm kernel oil, known in Ghana as mimu or adringo in chi, is an edible plant oil derived from the nut of the oil palm fruits. There are several edible oils which include oil palm, coconut oil, olive oil, and other vegetable oils. Among these, palm kernel oil is said to be low in cholesterol. In the wake of health concerns, especially where high cholesterol level is sending patients to their early graves, nutritionists have advised that palm kernel oil become the next option after olive oil to keep high cholesterol levels. In Ghana, palm kernel oil is mostly used in commercial cooking because of its relatively low cost. In some cases, it is used for manufacturing soap. During the dry season, many are those who resort to palm kernel oil as body cream. Palm kernel oil in Ghana some years back had performed several domestic and commercial functions, but the story is different now, maybe because of the introduction of other oils. In addition, several questions have been raised on the hygienic conditions under which this oil is produced. Places where palm kernel oil can be best found is mostly in oil palm cultivation communities. The nature and processes involved in palm kernel oil production are mostly found around a dumping area, and this practice cuts across all production communities. Producers go to house to purchase nuts from those who use palm fruits. My curiosity, however, took me to one popular community known for palm kernel oil production, Latabiakoshi, a suburb in Accra. Indeed, concern about the unhygienic conditions for producing the oil was confirmed at Latabiakoshi, precisely town council line. The venue for the oil production was so close to a public toilet. The surrounding was unkempt, but still production was ongoing. A 56-year-old woman, Ladi, said she has been in the business for over 40 years and described it as a family inheritance. She took me through the production process, starting from buying the nuts from the market.
Grinding mill is used to grind the nut and later sieve the chaff. You do that to remove the unwanted items. I have done this for years and inherited from my grandmother, but now the business is no more attractive.
The palm kernel oil business can be described as tedious and mostly not attractive to the youth. Elderly women are committed to it. This gives an indication that in the near future, the business may fade out because the youth is less interested in doing palm kernel oil business. Palm kernel oil, interestingly, is said to perform the function of a brake fluid for vehicles. My visit to Abosokai confirmed the assertion. A taxi driver told me he has come across several drivers using palm kernel oil as brake fluid.
Some use it. Sometimes when maybe your car goes for on the way, whereby you need any in the form of a fluid, and if it happened to be palm kernel, using it is not wrong and it will not affect any part of the car.
Circumcision is an act that makes palm kernel oil a hot cake. Experts in local circumcision fall on palm kernel oil for rapid healing of the sore that results from circumcision. I caught up with a female health practitioner who is into circumcision. She spoke chi.
The villages especially use palm kernel a lot to heal wounds from circumcisions. As for me, palm kernel is a healer of wounds.
Mm-hmm. So with this oil, how many women use palm kernel oil for cooking? While some say it is a good food preservative, others spoke ill of it. The Food and Drugs Authority and the Ghana Standards Authority are institutions mandated to supervise food production to ensure standards. I engaged the Deputy Chief Executive Officer of Food and Drugs Authority, John Odamidakwa, on his organization's position on palm kernel oil. He tells me this type of oil is least prioritized under their jurisdiction.
The quality of the palm kernel will determine the quality of the palm kernel oil. Indeed, it is produced in a very small scale, basically in homes and in our villages. And for that reason, it has not been yet commercialized. It becomes therefore very difficult to regulate a commodity of such category. If you look at the processing methods, the woman or the person doing this palm kernel oil basically stands in the midst of smoke, you know, the type of wood, and there's so much smoke that the smoke also affects the color, it also affects even the aroma, and therefore invariably the quality of oil, because we're not supposed to have too much smoke in our diet.
Mr. Odamidakwa was optimistic, however, that the FDA will begin deliberations to consider palm kernel oil under its inspection.
So yes, we have not been able to reach them yet. Hopefully come next year we may consider it in our budget.
Dr. Amponsa Bidiako is also with the Ghana Standards Authority. Dr. Amponsa Bidiako also said the Ghana Standards Authority does not have palm kernel oil under its prioritized list of ensuring standards.
Well, we have standards for many types of oil, but we don't have a specific standard on palm kernel oil. That is the unfortunate thing. And the reason for this is that standards are demand driven. So if you have a group of people who are interested in a particular standard, then we quickly develop one for them. We have many palm kernel oil producers in this country. They put them on fire in a large bowl, heat it for some time. It is not very hygienic the way things are done. But because it is oil, you see, organism cannot stay in them for a very long time. That is what saves us. The people who buy this kind of product, normally in their towns and villages, they don't care about standards.
He said the Ghana Standards Authority will consider palm kernel oil regulation in the near future.
In fact, I'm going to raise it that probably the time has come for us to develop a standard for palm kernel oil. It is important for us to produce by standards, no matter what, them to fry the bullfruit and whatever. But we must think about safety.
The claims by the two authorities suggest that because palm kernel oil is not produced on commercial scale, it is a challenge going into regulate its production. Indeed, whether or not palm kernel oil is produced on a small commercial quantity, concerns still remain that there are still many people who consume the product in one way or the other. With this, maybe it is about time the Food and Drugs Authority and the Ghana Standards Authority acted fast on its standards. And again, homes, restaurant operators and consumers must patronize palm kernel oil for its presumed health benefits and values. It may not be a bad idea or out of place if government engages palm kernel oil producers to make it more commercially attractive and acceptable to consumers. Rita Ampabintete, reporting for Radio Ghana.